joined right now by CBS Sports senior writer. He's a friend of the program. He is host of the Pick Six podcast. My man hates ketchup. He is Will Brinson. Will, what's going on?
Jim, what's going on, man? Just hoping you've got some looks at these horses this weekend, man.
Hey, you know, it is the Derby. All about that, Will. I love it. It is the best 2 minutes in sports. But what about last night, Will? I got to ask you. So you called your shot earlier in the week. You said that you thought the 49ers would go with Justin Fields. What was your reaction when they instead took Trey Lance?
Well, I had leveraged myself pretty publicly against Mac Jones going third overall, so I was fine with it. And, you know, in terms of financially speaking, obviously it hurt my mock draft. But I phrased it wrong. I should have said that what they were going to do was not draft Mac Jones, and that was the thing. It was a smokescreen the whole time. Kyle Shanahan came out and said that he was in Mexico when the trade went down, Jim, and that he had no intention of ever drafting Mac Jones. And to me, that was obvious. It was the trade goes down in the middle of Zach Wilson's pro day with the entire NFL world watching, and all of a sudden, everyone who follows the NFL closely, the insiders, everyone's being told it's definitely Mac Jones. It made so much sense. It made no sense. So I thought they were going in a different direction. They went that way. Obviously, the field thing I was off on. You know, he ends up landing in a good spot, but man, it's hard not to be excited for what Kyle Shanahan with that offense might do with Trey Lance.
I love that pick. I agree with you. Will Brinson is joining us. All right, so you mentioned Justin Fields ending up in a good spot. I find the whole thing kind of hilarious. For instance, if you're Bears GM Ryan Pace and you're already on borrowed time, is there any reason why you would not trade up a future first-round pick to get a quarterback to buy yourself more time, Will?
Jim, that 2022 first-rounder that Ryan Pace used to trade up to get Justin Fields, that's like a $20 – for Ryan Pace, that's like a $20 bill you find in your shorts when you pull him out of the dryer. Like, it's just free money. It's money you didn't expect to have because he wasn't using it anyway. If Justin Fields stinks, if the Bears win five games, if Andy Dalton's terrible, he ain't using it next year anyway. So, it's the dumb way that the NFL operates, in that there's almost a reward for mortgaging your future, mortgaging a franchise's future. The good thing is that he traded up and took Justin Fields, who I think could be a very good prospect. I do worry with the Bears that, you know, the way that they've handled quarterbacks. I mean, I think if you do the math, it's something like $45 million, three first-round picks, a couple of third-round picks, and a second-round pick that Ryan Pace has invested in quarterbacks, Mitchell Trubisky, Mike Glennon, Nick Foles, you know, Andy Dalton, and now Justin Fields. So he's joining a list that isn't exactly good for him, but I think they got it right here. Now they just have to properly incubate the thing and get him developed. The one concern you have, go back and look at the quotes when they drafted Trubisky and they just signed Glennon, almost identical to what he said last night about Fields and Andy Dalton. So I'm a little worried about history repeating itself.
Right. Will Brinson joining us. I understand why they like him. I agree with that, but I just don't trust them to develop a young quarterback. We saw what they did with Trubisky. All right, now what about Aaron Rodgers? When that story broke, Will, before the draft itself, that he was not happy, he was disgruntled, he might not come back, what was your reaction to it, and what's your reaction to the fact that that story came out on the day of the draft?
Well, it made this draft the craziest draft run-up of all time, right? And Tim Tebow jumps, comes flying out of the plane, switches to tight end, tries to steal all the headlines, and then Aaron Rodgers dunks on him. Like, no, son, this is my time. You're not even thinking about taking these headlines. And I really just think when you look at what happened with Rodgers, it all goes back to that Jordan Love pick, right? It made Rodgers angry. And, right, you know, he said, all right, you draft Jordan Love. It's a little insulting for me, very insulting to me, but I'm going to come out, I'm going to be quiet, I'm going to play my tail off, I'm going to put up monster numbers, and I'm going to win. And he did it at an advanced age, and he won the freaking MVP. And so then he goes to the Packers. He's like, look, I won the MVP. We went to the NFC Championship game two times in a row. We should have won the Super Bowl or been in the Super Bowl, but my coach, you know, puckered up at the end and decided to kick a field goal instead of going for it on fourth. And as a result, I want a new contract that guarantees I stay at Green Bay for a while. And they want to, you know, restructure, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's just gotten to the point where he's so insulted that he just wants out.
I don't blame the guy. So how do you see it playing out? Do you think that he is done in Green Bay, or can the Packers somehow get back to him and fix this?
I think the trade is tough. And I do think Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy where he's strong enough, he's stubborn enough, he's done enough in his career, and he's got this Jeopardy gig on the side, which he's fairly good at and probably pays him pretty well. It can occupy his time. that he's maybe takes a stance and says, no, I'm not coming back. I'm not playing for this team. I'm not playing for this new version of management that has decided that I'm old news and wants to go with Jordan Love. It's like, by all means, go with Jordan Love. Be my guest. And the problem is, can they facilitate a trade? Because if this comes out 3 weeks ago, there's ample time for these teams to maneuver with current draft picks. I think it's going to be tough to make the trade with future draft picks. You know, like the 49ers, for instance, I mean, they're not sending Trey Lance back, right? Because they just, you know, the Packers just drafted Jordan Love. That's the problem. If they drafted Kyle Pitts at three, maybe you could put together a package. But with going with a young quarterback like that, it would make it immensely difficult. Denver does feel like a reasonable landing spot, and John Elway's, he's still there. He's made big splashes. I wouldn't rule it out. I just think the cap ramifications and the need that the Green Bay would have to get multiple first back or whatever it is might make it really tough to pull off.
Will Brinson joining us for a few more moments. All right, Will, what do you make of Bill Belichick ending up with Mac Jones? What do you think was going through his mind when that guy fell right into his lap?
I mean, this guy feels like Thanos, right? It's like, I am inevitable. Mac Jones is plummeting down the draft board right into his lap. It is perfect. I mean, if you think about, you know, we can nitpick Mac Jones all we want, and there are certainly flaws that Mac Jones has, but he's a really accurate passer. He doesn't make mistakes. You know, he is quick within the pocket, as people have pointed out over and over and over again to try and justify Kyle Shanahan taking the three. And if you're picking two landing spots for him, it would be San Francisco and it would be New England, because McDaniels can work with this guy. You can put him into a Tom Brady system and help him learn. And they do have a red shirt year if they want to do that with Cam Newton still there. They can test out Cam and then put in Mac Jones. So I think you look at what they did this offseason, adding two tight ends and with a good offensive line, you can see this team winning games with Mac Jones under center. And I don't want to – I got ahead of myself last offseason saying, oh, you named Belichick Cam Newton. It's over again. So I don't want to do that with Mac, but it does feel like a massive win for the Patriots and maybe an even bigger win for Mac Jones.
We are talking to Will Brinson. All right, well, one more topic before you go. The Jets take Zach Wilson, no surprise there. But then they come right back and they get an offensive lineman. How significant is that for the Jets and for Wilson?
I love it, Jim. You know, Joe Douglas has done a really underrated job of following what I like to look at as sort of a Buffalo model, in the sense that you build out this infrastructure, you get offensive linemen, you get pieces, you know, skill position guys, and then you drop the quarterback in there. You don't do it the other way around. You don't force a quarterback to try and drag everybody up from the bottom. You give them opportunities to succeed. That should work in all walks of life. It definitely works that way in professional football. And I think Douglas knows the importance of giving his young quarterback a quality offensive lineman to grow with. He wants to give him talent around it. That's why he signed Corey Davis in the offseason, you know, and I think he'll continue to do that as we progress in the draft, just because they want Zach Wilson to succeed. And the best way to make Zach Wilson work is to give him quality pieces around him.
I actually have one last question for you, Will. What about Jacksonville? What's your reaction to them taking a running back in the first round? They take Travis Etienne, and then Urban Meyer says he's going to use him as a third down back. What do you make of that statement?
I mean, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I take it back. It's not the most ridiculous thing. That's pretty ridiculous. You don't draft. First of all, Travis Etienne is not a third down back
at all.
Travis Etienne is a full time. Like, you want the ball in his hands as much as possible. So you're telling me that you want Carlos Hyde touching the ball instead of Travis Etienne? That defies all logic. And I worry a little bit about Urban Meyer's future there. Look, he's a great coach. He succeeded everywhere. I don't want to get old takes exposed here by questioning it, but man, some of the things he's saying and sort of the way he's operating and the choices he's making personnel wise definitely raised some red flags for me. It's going to be hard to lose with Trevor Lawrence on your team, but I at least have an eyebrow cocked, you know, in the direction of Duval County there.
Yeah, I do not get that selection and then that subsequent statement that, yeah, we found ourselves a third down back. Really? You're going to take a running back in the first round and you're going to play him on third down when the guy's not a third down back? Makes no sense to me
exactly.
At all. He is a CBS Sports senior writer. He's a friend of the program. He is host of the Pick Six podcast. He is Will Brinson. Will, thanks for getting us started. Appreciate you as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Have a great weekend, dude.
You too, Will. Be good. 1-800-636-8686. I'm hammering that phone number because you want to get in right now. It's going to be a very difficult day for you to get on the air if you want to call. Also, what about Aaron Rodgers? Now what? Man, the team could not have jacked that up any worse than they did. So I want to get into that entire thing. Would he really walk off? Would he really not come back and play for them? According to PFT, he had a list of three teams that he would be willing to go to. Broncos, to me, would make sense. Make a lot of sense, actually. They're a possibility.